From Ashes to Dust. Back then, life was abundant. So many animals. So much life. If anything, an overproduction. For August Merkin was born in the wetlands in a time before the Midwest became an ever-growing, spreading desert, as it is now. The snow this time was so pure, people would melt it and seal it in mason jars to clean wounds with and as water for babies. August Merkin's great-grandfather was a full-blooded elf. He knew nothing of this until he was 47 and it happened to come up in a family conversation. Mixed-species marriage was still a shocking shame to the conservative prairie people. Some of the older kids in grade school bragged about being one-third or so elf because it was cool to the kids to be part of a savage, magic-wielding bloodline. Young August mourned that he wasn't part elf, too. Turns out he was, but it was hushed by his parents, and they lied when he asked them about it. Elves are damned for being a different species. Only humans go to heaven. Back then, spring exploded like a firecracker. Sudden bursts of bright colors, baby animals everywhere, the air heavy with the floating scents. It seemed every other year brought an overabundance of some animal or other. The grasshoppers came one year as a solid green exoskeleton sheet. They ate all the crops. They invaded the chicken coop and ate all the birds down to the bone. There's not enough gasoline to burn them, not enough time and energy to kill them manually. Many would get inside. You could hear little mandibles working, trying to chew their way into the house. Magic and danger. It was a boring life on a prairie farm, so August would walk over the wooden bridge and down a street a ways to his grandma's place to hang out with his hippie uncle. Hippie uncle always seemed to have elven wine, enough to share with his hippie friends. A drop in a glass of Kool-Aid and they were laughing and buzzed. He walked all around the area, gathering traditional elven buzz plants like elf berries. You could eat them, a bitter sour taste. August knew what they were because adults like his father's mother would stomp and twist her feet and reduce them to shreds with an angry, righteous look on her face. The older folks seemed to think the elves had created these drug plants. You don't see them around here anymore, poisoned and tilled into oblivion. Back then, true God-fearing Americans would march down a street with rifles and shotguns. August saw them when he was a little kid. They terrified him. Robes and cloth masks hide their identities. News stories of midnight raids by groups of these robed men attacking the homes of minorities. Murders and rapes. Sometimes as many as 17 killed on a bloody night. None of these men were ever caught. They were widely located by a loosely affiliated group known as God's Sword. They wanted to bring back a time of violence and suppression of other races and other white subcultures that were different than themselves. god Sword was formed during the Great Elf Purge some 70 years ago. They had another major wave as a reaction to the elf-influenced countercultural period. They attacked the hippie commune outside of Maze and torched it. Several hippies were raped and or killed. August's family would drive by this burnout little hamlet on the way to Ockbird Plains, a small town where they like to get groceries. August's hippie uncle took him there once with a couple of weedhead friends. There were still human bones scattered about the buildings back then. Choice parts like skulls were already missing. Lots of young people made hippie bone finger necklaces for good luck. Bone wind chimes clacked from doorways. Many years later, at a family reunion, August heard his uncle, Barney Two Logs, laughing about how he was in high school football team. When the commune was burned down, he boasted of his rape of a hippie chick. Uncle pulled his cigar out of his mouth with a pop and delivered the punchline. "What you screaming about? You hippie chicks go for free love. Ha 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 ha." Barks of laughter among fat religious shaking bellies. Libtard vagina stretched over a stick. Branding. A long tradition among the kids. Branding is when you damage someone's mind so much from bullying and abuse he will forever walk with his head down. Submissive loser, pain trained into walking this way. A posture lets the next bully down the road know a mark. The dawn of the drought. It had not rained for 7 months. Now it was deep into scorching hot, dry, mean summer. August Merkin was 19 when the Dust Bowl began. Superstitious farmers thought it was a curse of the elves whom they had slaughtered to clear this land for crop growth. The economy was drying up and many farmers borrowed from the banks to keep going another year or so. Waiting for the harvest to make things right. But less and less right were things. Crop prices falling while dry fields produced less yearly till nothing at all was grown. And people started thinking witchcraft was involved. People who valued the elves working spells to get revenge for the exterminated species. The winds would make thin scratchings into the ground, random lines and patterns the old folks called devil scripts. Sometimes they seemed to form words or even phrases. Grandma would scuff the words out with an angry shoe. Into the sickness. August felt tired and bad all the time. His stomach acidic. Nosebleeds waking up from a fitful sleep. He dealt with this and carried on a few months as conditions got worse. He was missing work and in danger of getting fired. He finally went to see a doctor. By then it was already too late. A slow decline of the only place in line. To dust. Masked, robed, racist members of the Shalters sect marched openly in the streets with guns, proclaiming this to be God's country and it shall be reclaimed by God's sword. Dust Bowl and Witch Hunt cursed Midwest from the Elf Purge. protagonist was part elf and he didn't know it because it's a dirty little family secret. Protagonists born too late, some 15 or so years after the great elven culture influenced uprising of youth. A grasp at utopia ended with a severed hand. Burnt out, blackened shacks, reduced to skeletons. Once hippie commune in a town rose up and burned, killed, and drove out, raping hippie chicks. What's all this screaming about? You hippies are supposed to love. You commies are supposed to love. Free love. Floods, overpopulations of snakes, grasshoppers, rabbits, then a great and horrible drought. Protagonist born too late, missing a shamanistic uprising some 10 years earlier. A revolution, now dust. Pagan Kansas, magic and danger. Childhood in the wetlands of life abundant, so much life, and visiting cousins with killing the fuck out of as many animals as they can. That's what they're for! Special shotguns to blast over 100 birds out of the sky with just one shot. Let them fall and rot. Young protagonist collects the beaks to make wind chimes. Pond bombs that kill all the fish in one massive explosion. Big fun, jock raids on other schools. Branding a way of shaming, mentally scarring kids into submissive loser roles. Jocks' parents teach the kids this early so they can break the other kids' wills. Sometimes it takes up to 3 reincarnations to recover from a branding. The couch has a right to kill. The coach has a right to kill bad kids, as long as they are of lower social standing. He's a waste, not the sort of guy. He takes them to the shelter belt and rapes them before making them die. Sometimes he can't resist killing a girl because she turns him on. The jocks learn about location. Sometimes they hide to watch the girl. Watch the fun. The girl protagonist has a crush on. The girl protagonist is crushed on by the couch, gets killed this way by the coach. Windstorms. An eerie screaming, howling wind, moaning wind like angry spirits. The wind make a thin scribble of lines in the dirt, sometimes forms words of sigils called devil scripts. Adults quickly brush them away with shoes. Hippie uncle and his friends go with August's sacred spot of the elves. Then they get chased off by angry men saying his granddaddy killed the elves for their right to this land and no fucking hippies are going to dirty it. Get out. Or I'll shoot you. I'd shoot you now if there wasn't a kid with ya. Hippie uncle uses some local elf highs like elf berries. Protagonist, one of the so very many to have a disease incurable and fatal unless you take your meds. See your doctor once every 3 months or he will stop your meds. Turns out there is a cure, and the cure is illegal. Treason to use. Protagonist gets a fix, but gets discovered and gets arrested. He shall get a death penalty for illegal law breaking and a half. But he escapes and is chased by an angry mob to the Doomsday Temple. God comes by a certain date, but religious people plan to set off their own end times to help things along. Protag sets off the Doomsday device and blows the town to shreds, including himself. But hell, he's gonna die anyway. Whatever. Inspirations, Grapes of Wrath, the Empire of Summer Moon, the Worst Hard Time.